This is Ozarks at Large. The Walton Family Foundation is out with its latest quality of life survey. The other two were done in 2012 and 2015. Karen Minkle, the Home Region Program Director for the Foundation, says the survey looked at the common measures of quality of life across other cities and countries, so things like healthcare and education. But they also asked questions specific to the work that the Foundation is doing. Karen Minkle spoke with Ozarks at Large's Zuzana Sitek about the results of the 2018 survey.
One of the data points that stands out has to do with the reasons people move to the region. In the 2015 survey, it was job opportunities first and then friends and family. And in this survey, those have flipped. How are you interpreting that switch?
The data point you mentioned is really interesting to us. And I don't want to put too much stock in one survey and response here. So I think it's something we would want to see next time and see if this is in fact a trend. But what it could suggest is that the region is developing this reputation as having an exceptional quality of life, and that in fact people are being drawn here for that quality of life even above a job. So they have someone they know who lives there, family lives here, and people are ready to move to Northwest Arkansas without knowing exactly what their job might be. And that is, I think, something you hear about from other regions or communities that are also known for its exceptional quality of life, where people just want to be there even though they don't know what they'll be doing yet. So that's how we think this could be interpreted, but I think we'll need additional data to see if that's actually the case.
The survey also looked at diversity and inclusion, and while all races reported high levels of acceptance, 26% of African Americans who responded reported low levels of acceptance compared to whites or the Latinx community. What does that stat mean for the region?
I think that's a troubling statistic that African Americans in the community report not feeling as included as other races and ethnicities across the community. And I think we are fortunate in that we don't have to look at this data point in isolation. So there's also been a parallel effort, this TRUE initiative, where they have been gathering data about feelings of inclusion and digging even deeper into that. And I think that when those data surface, I think we'll have perhaps more insight into why that might be the case. I think just on a very surface level, I would say I don't think that this region is immune from things that are also happening nationally. And so I suspect that some of the issues that are being talked about at a national level and raised are being felt by people in this community as well. I think what is positive in that particular data set about whether people feel included is that there's a question about whether residents think that having increasing diversity and cultures within the region is a positive thing for the community, and that percentage has consistently increased, that people see that as a positive for the community.
There were also questions about mass transit, and they showed that it's a top desired amenity in the region. What does that say about investment in that aspect of the community? What needs to happen?
So I would first say that mass transit has consistently been toward the top of the list throughout all three quality of life surveys. And I think it speaks to this larger issue that we see within the region, where when we look at our overall trajectory for, let's say, economic success, it looks like a fairly positive trend line, and it's been that way for a while. And when we look at other communities that have experienced that same kind of economic success and reputation for quality of life, we also know that they face some similar challenges, which is that it becomes increasingly hard to move around your region, and it becomes harder to afford to live there. And I think that those challenges are things that people in the community are feeling, and they will only become more acute as time goes on. And I think the challenge with that is that if you want a community that is accessible to everyone, the economic success and the amenities that are available, whether they're cultural or natural, you want everyone to feel as though they have equal access to those things. And if people are not able to efficiently move across the region, to access those things, it's a challenge. If they're not able to live in places where they can easily access those things, it becomes a challenge as well. So I would say these are early indicators of some of the pressures that I think the region will increasingly feel as we move forward if they aren't addressed at both the local and regional level.
The cultural amenities in the region, like the Walton Arts Center or Crystal Bridges, saw some pretty significant increases in attendance from 2015 to this latest survey. Why do you think that is?
I think all of the arts and cultural institutions can probably tell their own story better than I can, but I would say it shows that these amenities are popular with the region, that they are consistently seeing high rates of usage. And I think that's a positive story in and of itself. I think that Crystal Bridges in particular tells not only that story, but also this story of how they are ensuring that their offerings are attracting a diversity of people from across the region in all sorts of ways. And what's been interesting to look at over the past 3 years is how they close the attendance gap. So typically arts and cultural amenities do have these gaps in attendance, whether or not they are affordable or not, where you see differences in income and you see differences by race and ethnicity, by education level. And I think what's been remarkable about Crystal Bridges is the way they've been able to close the attendance gap across a lot of different demographics. And I think it's not just a model for the region. I think it's frankly a model for the nation when you look at arts and culture institutions.
The survey shows most people are satisfied with the education their children are getting in the region, with the exception of early childhood care. Respondents there did indicate they were concerned with affordability and quality.
I think early childhood care is a persistent challenge, in part because it costs a lot. And so you can see that also in the data tied to affordability. And I think that's something that a lot of families struggle with. And I think if you look at sort of the early childhood care sector, I think there are just challenges in terms of what staff are paid to do the work. And in fact, we hear from some of our partners that they consistently lose teachers to elementary school programs because of the pay differential. And so I think that is a systemic challenge that goes beyond our region for sure. But I think you see it reflected in the responses.
The Walton Family Foundation has a lot of partners it works with and a lot of investments that it's made in the region. So what does the survey say about the foundation's work? How are you reading that from these results?
So also, again, I would say we are one actor in this region among many. And so I think when I say the region has an exceptional quality of life, I think that the survey suggests that the foundation's work is contributing that to that quality of life. But I would also say that we work with tremendous partners across the region, the municipalities' leadership, the nonprofit organizations we partner with are all doing tremendous work and moving in the same direction and toward these same goals. And so I think that this quality of life survey highlights a success for the region that is really shared among many stakeholders.
So does the foundation use this survey as kind of a compass, which direction it should head next with what it invests in or the initiatives it takes up?
I think it goes back to this issue, a few issues that I mentioned earlier. I think one, what are going to be the challenges facing the region? What is going to become increasingly hard to do or to provide over the next 10 to 20 years, whether that is, mobility or housing or, I know that the issue of low-cost carriers also came up and affordability of flights to and from the airport. So I think that's kind of one bucket. And I think the second one ties to this access and inclusion piece and how do you ensure that the quality of life continues to be accessible to everyone in the region.
Thank you very much for speaking with us.
That was Walton Family Foundation Home Region Program Director Karen Minkle speaking with Ozarks at Large's Zuzana Sitek. The survey was commissioned by the Foundation's Strategy, Learning, and Evaluation Department in partnership with the Survey Research Laboratory at Mississippi State University. The data comes from a survey of 966 residents in Benton and Washington counties between the ages of 20 and 64 who were asked 109 unique questions.